You can't figure out or you can't understand what you want in your career by just going into a new space, because a new space, for the most part, if you didn't have clarity, all you're going to do is pick a new space based on what you've already been doing in your career. And if you haven't enjoyed anything you've done in your career so far, you are highly likely to pick a space that is very similar to where you were already unhappy. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Okay, y'all, so let's get into it. Like I said, today I'm going to be sharing the three mistakes most people make when trying to get career clarity. And before I even talk about those three mistakes, I think it's important to even start by defining that term career clarity, what it is, why it matters, and why it's important for your career. So career clarity is really just a clear understanding of what you want in your career. It refers to a clear understanding of what you want in your career, where you're trying to go. And I don't think a lot of people stop as we are going through our career journeys. And I've seen this from the work I've done with most women. A lot of people don't stop to actually seek or get career clarity. We live in a society where we make career decisions on the fly. It's just, you know, I got into this job or I fell into this role, whether it was after a graduate program or after school, somebody had this opportunity, I fell into it. And then I just kind of started going with the flow. And I've heard multiple women say that to me of, I've just been going with the flow in my career. I remember one time one woman even said it was like the waves, a tide of waves were just coming and I was just coasting with it. And that's how a lot of people move through their careers, where we just go with the flow, either climbing the proverbial ladder or just taking one job after the other without really pausing to ask, why am I taking this job? How does this specific job connect to my entire career? Because that's the other thing I don't think a lot of people recognize, is that jobs and careers are two different things. So in your career, we're thinking of everything that includes education, jobs, volunteer opportunities. And so each job should ideally have a role to play in either getting you closer towards your career goals or allowing you to live the life that you want to live through your career. And so I've noticed that a lot of people tend to just go with the flow and not stop to get that career clarity. But when you have career clarity, there are so many benefits that show up for you in your career. First and most importantly being just making informed career decisions. When you have career clarity, you are better able to make decisions from a place of being informed, as opposed to just taking an opportunity, applying for a job, taking on a project just because somebody said it would be a good idea, or just because it's what you think might move you further, but you have no idea where that further is, what you're working towards. When you have career clarity, you are better able to make informed career decisions. You experience just increased career and life satisfaction. And this one is near and dear to my heart, because I always say, you can't experience life satisfaction if you don't have career satisfaction. Because think about it, your career, most of us on average, and this is probably even minimum, are spending 40 hours a week at work or actively engaged in our work. Most people work more than 40 hours a week. You can't expect to be unhappy for that much of your life and still experience life satisfaction in life, right? Like if the place where you spend most of your waking hours is making you feel miserable, is making you feel unseen, making you feel undervalued, making you feel like you're not making an impact or living on purpose, then it's going to show up in your life. It will show up in how you relate with people in and out of work, how you relate with your loved ones, how you see yourself, how you think about yourself. And so when you don't have career satisfaction, it is pretty much impossible to have life satisfaction. And so when you don't have career clarity, you experience decreased career and life satisfaction because you don't have a good grasp of what it is you're doing in your career, where you're trying to go with your career, how you're trying to leverage your career to live on purpose. You don't have a sense of what that is. When you have career clarity, you experience increased motivation and productivity. So just having clarity about where you're trying to go in your career, having an understanding of what you want in your career allows you to be more motivated to show up in excellence, motivated to perform at your best, motivated to contribute to the work, because you know that the work you're doing, one, has meaning for you, right? When you have clarity, the work has meaning for you. But also, usually when we have career clarity, we tend to make career decisions that are better aligned with who we are, meaning we are able to be in a career that allows us to feel like we're making impact, like we're living on purpose. And so when you have career clarity, you are more motivated to actually perform better and do good work because you know it's impacting someone somewhere, depending on the work that you're doing. And then when you have career clarity, you just experience reduced stress and uncertainty in your life. When you have an understanding of where you're trying to go in your career and what role you want your career to play in your life, you experience less stress because you're not expending all this energy, one, doing unaligned work, because y'all, unaligned work is stressful. It will drain you. The research is there. It's clear when you are doing unaligned work, you are experiencing higher levels of work stress. And so when you have career clarity, you reduce that amount of work stress and you reduce the uncertainty, that uncertainty of what am I doing in my career? What am I doing with my life? Should I apply for this job? Should I take this project? Where am I going? Right? Like all those decisions that we tend to hem and haw about can increase our stress levels. And when you have career clarity, it reduces all of that. And so I wanted to even just start by laying that foundation of why does career clarity matter and what is it? And so that's what I want to share. And so hopefully that resonated with you. And I see Nisi Chanel said in the live chat, so true. So it sounds like that was resonating, which is great. So that being said, well, what are the mistakes I've seen or I see most people make when trying to get career clarity? And if for some reason this is your first time watching, listening, whatever it may be, just to give you a better sense. So in my signature program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, I help women get career clarity. That is exactly what I do as a coach. And so when women come to me, and this is kind of the source of this content that I'm sharing in today's session and episode, I get to hear how women have tried, and you know, I'll say women because that's who I primarily work with, but I've seen this across genders, so most people do this, where I'll hear what you've tried to do to find career clarity, maybe the questions you've asked, or I'll see the things that may have kept you from even getting career clarity and staying stuck in a job that is unaligned and unfulfilling. And so I want to break down, well, what are three of those top mistakes? This is by no means all inclusive. It's just what are the top three that I see happening over and over. And my hope is that as you listen to this, if you hear a mistake that maybe you've been making or a trap that you've been falling into, then you can now be intentional about course correcting, right? If you hear yourself in everything, anything I'm sharing, you can be intentional about course correcting so that you can actually get career clarity and live just a more fulfilled and meaningful life. So let's go ahead and jump in. The first mistake that I see most people make when trying to get career clarity is not taking time to reflect. Just not taking the time to reflect on whether it's the job itself or your career history or who you are as a person. And this one is key because there are other mistakes that, or I should say, there are outcomes that come as a result of this mistake. The first one being, when you don't take any time to reflect on your journey so far in your career and you're trying to get career clarity, what ends up happening is I'll hear people say things like, okay, I'm unhappy at work. I just need to get a different job and I'll be satisfied. Or they'll say things like, I just need to find my purpose. I just need to find my passion and then I'll be satisfied. They think a different job, purpose, passion are the things that will lead to career clarity. But what I always, almost always, without fail, see happen from that mindset is you actually end up in a cycle, and it's the cycle of bad jobs, where you were unhappy in this job and you thought, okay, if I get into a different job, then I will be clear about what I want. I will know what I'm looking for. And then you get into that job and you're unhappy again. So about 2 months in, you find yourself saying things like, how long do I have to stay at this job before I can leave? And then you try to stay, maybe stick it out, but you already knew that you were unhappy 2 months in. So you leave because you're like, you know what? This job wasn't it. Let me go to a different job so I can figure out what I, you know, again, understanding of what I want in my career, a different job will help me get that. And so you go into a different job and then maybe 3 months in, you're like, I don't like this one either. And at this point, you're now starting to wonder, am I the problem? Because it's been 3 jobs now. I haven't liked any of them. So maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. And really the problem isn't you for the most part. The problem was that you thought a job, a new job, will give you clarity. But remember, I defined career clarity at the beginning of this, understanding what you want in your career and how to achieve it. Going into a new job will not tell you what you want in your career. Pausing to think about things like your experiences in your career so far, your experiences in your current job, who you are as a person, and this one is really big, who you are as a person, that is what will help you understand how you want to leverage your career to live on purpose and to have a life of impact. You can't figure out or you can't understand what you want in your career by just going into a new space, because a new space, for the most part, if you didn't have clarity, all you're going to do is pick a new space based on what you've already been doing in your career. And if you haven't enjoyed anything you've done in your career so far, you are highly likely to pick a space that is very similar to where you were already unhappy, which is why you very quickly become unhappy again. Because when you don't stop to reflect, you don't have a lot of information to make decisions from. Remember, I talked about career clarity helping you make informed decisions. So if you're just saying, oh, I don't like this job, let me go somewhere and that will help me understand what I want in my career. Well, the only point of reference you're going to use to decide where to go next is where you've been. You're going to think about, oh, well, what kind of jobs have I done? What do I have the skills to do? Well, let me apply to that kind of job again. And so that's why you find yourself in that cycle, because you are applying, you are jumping into similar roles because you didn't pause to ask yourself questions like, how have I changed since when I started this path? How have I changed since when I started in this career journey? How have I evolved? How have I grown? Because that's what you have to realize is maybe when you started this current job that you don't like, you might have actually liked it. There might have been a part of you that was motivated to do the job. You were engaged in the job. You enjoyed it. You were interested in it. And then one day you started becoming unhappy. And this is why you thought you were the problem, because you're like, but I used to like the job. So maybe I'm the problem. Like, what happened here? And in a sense, I say sometimes, yes, you are the problem, but not in a bad way. You are the problem in the sense that you grew and evolved. You started this job 8, 10, 5 years ago. But who you are today is not who you were 8, 10, or 5 years ago. You have grown, you have evolved, but the job likely has stayed the same. You likely are still doing similar roles, still in similar environments. And so while you had evolved, you were still in a workplace that did not evolve with you. And so now that you're trying to understand what you want in your career and go somewhere else, you're just thinking, oh, what kind of work have I done? Let me use that to determine where I'm going next, as opposed to reflecting and thinking, wait, no, how have I changed? How have I grown? How have I evolved? And let me use that information to figure out where I want to go next in my career. What are my non-negotiable values? What are those work boundaries that if a company violates them, I'm starting to realize this is why I usually tend to be unhappy in workplaces, because they violate those values. What are my zone of genius interest areas? What are those topics, those ideas, those concepts that when I engage with them, when I do them, I feel really excited. I get into a state of flow. I love researching them, learning about them. What are my high power skills? Not just the skills I have, because again, if you've been working for 5, 8, 10 years, you have developed a lot of skills. But what are the skills you actually enjoy using? The skills that when you use them, you feel strong, you feel powerful, you feel confident. If you don't get clarity about those areas, then you will keep making unaligned career decisions that will keep you from getting clear about what exactly it is you want in your career. And so that's that first mistake of not taking time to reflect. The other thing that I see happen, so remember I said one of the outcomes of not reflecting is you end up in cycles of bad jobs. The other thing that I see happening, and this is particularly for those women who have been in their career, in my experience, for 8 or more years. So I've worked with women who have been working for 8, 10, 20, 25 years even. And what I see happening is when you don't take time to reflect, you put yourself in a box because you start to assume that your skills are only relevant for the industry that you're in. You start to assume that your skills are only relevant for the company that you're in, for the space that you're in, for the organization that you're in. And so when you don't take time to reflect, you put yourself in that box because you don't think your skills are transferable. And so you start thinking, well, I can only do what I've always done. Again, especially when you've been in one place for more than 8 years, because once, as you start, the longer you start staying in one place, the more you start thinking, this is all I can do. This is all my skill set is good for. This is all I can be successful at. This is all I know how to do. And it's not because it's true. It's just because of time. The longer we do things, the more we start to believe them or accept them as truth. And so when you don't pause to reflect, asking yourself things like, wait, what are all the different tasks, roles that I've taken on, whether officially or unofficially, formally or informally, to really understand what are all the skills that I've developed over time, you will have a hard time seeing how your skills are transferable somewhere else. And so again, if we're trying to get career clarity, meaning understanding what we want from our career, if you think you are only good for or relevant for one space, then you put this box around yourself where it makes it hard for you to think broadly, to really envision what could my career look like, right? When trying to answer that question of understanding what I want in my career, you don't think broadly enough of, wait, what are the different ways I can leverage my career to express who I am? And you keep putting yourself in boxes of, this is all I can do because it's all I've done, which more often than not is not true. And I'm saying this after working with over 70 women in my signature program across 20 plus industries. If you've been working for more than 8 years, I promise you, you have more transferable skills than you think you have. I promise. But the problem, part of the problem is that identifying your transferable skills is a skill in itself. And oftentimes we conflate work tasks with career skills. And this is something I teach in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, where I talk you through the difference between a work task and a career and a skill. Because work tasks, yes, those can and tend to be very company or industry specific, but every work task usually will have 3 to 4 other skills underlying it. And so if you keep focusing on the things you do day in, day out, you will always have a hard time seeing how your skills can transfer somewhere else. And so that will make it difficult for you to get that clarity and really ask yourself, what do I want to achieve out of my career? And the other thing I want to point out as to why reflecting is important is, again, thinking about career clarity, right? It's understanding, and I keep defining it because I want to make sure we're on the same page. So career clarity is understanding what you want in your career and how to achieve it. Understanding and how to achieve it. Those two things go hand in hand. And so if you don't stop to reflect, or at least I should say reflect effectively, you can get a lot of information. I see this happening when women will take those free career tests online or just look at job boards and LinkedIn and Indeed, where you're like scrolling at 2 a.m. Like, y'all know, tell me in the chat. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, where you're scrolling at 2 a.m. You're just trying to find another job because you hate the job you're in now. And every time you start reading a job, you start asking yourself, but will I like this job any better? Is this going to be any better? Am I going to be just as unhappy? Am I qualified for this? Will I be successful in this? Will I be happy here? And what I want you to realize is that knowledge doesn't lead to understanding. I can have knowledge, I can have information about something and not understand it. I have knowledge about cars. I know that if I get in my car and I push the button, the engine will start. If I start driving and the check light, the fuel light comes up, I need to put gas in my car. Do I understand the mechanism of how the pushing the button triggers the engine to start? No, absolutely not. And I have no desire to. But I know logically up here in my brain, I know that that's what happens. And so I'm saying that because career clarity is not just knowledge. It is understanding. What do I want in my career? How do I want to use my career again to express who I am? And this part, I've said that multiple times because that's key also. A lot of us tie our identities to our career. You meet, and this is by nature of the society we live in, right? You meet someone, hi, my name is blank, I'm a blank. And we say we are a job that we do. But your job is not who you are. It is what you do. And if you continue to tie who you are to what you do, when you lose what you do, you will lose who you are. When you think about changing what you do, it will scare you because to you, changing what you do means changing who you are. And that is infinitely a bigger decision. And so understanding career clarity, understanding means, wait, who am I as a person? And how do I want to leverage my career to express who I am in the world? That is what I mean by career clarity. And so you have to understand all the knowledge that you acquire about yourself. And when I say you're not taking time to reflection also has to happen strategically. And that's why I mentioned earlier, your values, your interests, your skills, there are specific things you have to reflect on or reflect about to truly understand how you want to leverage your career. So that's the number one mistake, not taking time to reflect. The second mistake that most people make when trying to get career clarity is focusing too much on history and external factors. Focusing too much on history and external factors. And the history one I talked a little bit about earlier, where when you're trying to get career clarity, again, understanding what you want out of your career and how to achieve it, you keep thinking just about the job you're doing right now or just about the last job you had, right? Like really just focusing specifically on all the jobs you've had. But the problem with that is if you have been in multiple unfulfilling jobs, multiple could be anywhere from 2 to 3, or you've been in one unfulfilling job for years, you are more likely to approach your career prospects with a pessimistic mindset. And I'm saying this because it's what I've seen consistently with the women I work with. And I'm not saying this as a way to denigrate you at all. By nature of being in unaligned jobs, toxic work environments, places where you have felt belittled, you have felt like you weren't making an impact in the world, you have felt like you were just going through the motions, just coasting at work, you have felt unhappy and unfulfilling. By nature of being in those kinds of spaces, it starts to condition your mind to think that you may not be able to experience fulfillment at work. And so your environment shapes how you think about what is possible for you in your career. And so if you have been in these environments that have not truly supported the idea that you can experience fulfillment and satisfaction at work, and you're in this place where you're feeling lost, you're feeling confused, you're feeling stuck, and you're trying to figure out what's next. Like, what can I do in my career? What am I supposed to do in my career? I'm so unhappy. And you start thinking, well, okay, what jobs have I had? Where have I been? Well, if all of those have been unaligned, you are more likely to think, well, everything has been miserable, so the next thing is going to be miserable too. Or everything has been miserable, so I don't have the skills to do anything else. You are more likely to have limiting career beliefs about what is possible for you if you have always been in environments that have limited your beliefs about what is possible for you in your career. And so when you focus too much on your history and you don't step out of it, try to get objective about everything you've accomplished within and outside of your career itself, then you are going to have a harder time understanding what you want out of your career because your lens will always be shrouded by that unhappy history that you've had. I think of relationships, right? It's like, when someone has been in series, multiple bad relationships, and they start saying things like, you know what? I'm not dating anymore. Everybody's toxic out there. It's just so hard. That mindset is shaped by your experiences so far. I actually think of a client that I worked with 3 years ago at this point, Sydney. And I'm saying her name because actually Sydney's story is on the podcast. I don't know the episode number, but I'm pretty sure her episode is called Two Aligned Roles in 2 Years. I'll link it in the podcast replay of this episode. And Sydney is someone who, when she came to me, we talked about this, how she had many limiting beliefs about what was possible for her in her career because of the messages she had gotten from family. She had heard messages that work was meant to be miserable. She had heard messages that she could only do certain things in her career. And so that had limited her mindset as to what was possible for her in her career. And she talked about how when we work together in my program, Find a Fulfilling Career, the first thing we do in that program is we identify mindset barriers, because this point is so big, where if your mindset is warped, if you are limited in what is possible for you in your career, getting career clarity is almost impossible. So that's the first thing we do in my program. And Sydney talked about how doing that work helped her realize that she had secretly believed that she was unworthy of career fulfillment. She had secretly internalized messages that work is meant to be miserable. Work is meant to be hard. You're just supposed to go with the motions, go with the flow until you achieve some nebulous version of success. I remember on that episode, Sydney even talked about how she had defined success was very much defined by external things, which is the second half of this point. Where when you focus so much on external factors, other people's expectations, salary, prestige, what society says people like you, air quotes, should do, what society says women like you can do, when you focus so much on those external factors, then you never get a true understanding of what you want in your career because you're just doing what other people are saying you should want. You're just doing what other people are saying is right for you. And the other thing I teach women in my program is whenever you hear yourself saying the word should, I should want this job, I should apply for this promotion, I should whatever it may be, those are usually not your own beliefs. Almost like 90% guaranteed when you are using the word should, that is somebody else's voice in your head. And so how can you expect to understand what you want out of your career if your whole mind is focused on what other people expect of you? You can't, or it's harder, I should say. And so when you focus so much on history and external factors, it can keep you from getting a true understanding of what you want in your career. And that's why remember I started this talking about the environment you're in is so important. And that's why my program, FYFC, Find a Fulfilling Career, is a group program. A lot of women will come to me wanting to join the program and they'll say, you know what, can I work with you one-on-one? I'm like, I mean, yeah, you could work with me one-on-one. It'll cost you more, but also I don't recommend it. Because when you are in the space where you're feeling stuck, confused, lost, unhappy at work, and you're looking around and it feels like everybody else is thriving at work, like everybody else has their stuff together except you, that can feel so isolating and exacerbate those beliefs that work is meant to be miserable. And so my program, FYFC, is intentionally a group program because now you are in a community, one, with other women who have been on similar journey, who are on a similar journey as you, meaning they have been unhappy for so long that they're ready to do something else. And so you get that supportive community of people who understand. They might not have been in the same situation as you, but they understand the struggles. I can't tell you how many times in our coaching session, one woman would say something and other women would be nodding like, yes, oh my gosh, I resonate with that. Or they will come up and say, I really resonate with what you've shared. And so that environmental piece is really, really crucial. And so that's the second mistake that I see a lot of women making, is just that focusing too much on history and external factors, which can really isolate you in your journey to career clarity and exacerbate feelings of dissatisfaction, frustration, and unhappiness in your career. The third, so the number three mistake that most people make when, and this one is, I mean, after doing this work for 3 years, I'm like, okay, like this is a big one that I've seen with so many women. Actually, before I share the third one, let me just say real quick, because I know I've mentioned FYFC a couple of times. So Find a Fulfilling Career, FYFC, is my group coaching program for women who are unhappy at work specifically, but don't know what else they will do. They're unhappy at work, know that they can do something else in their career, but they have no idea what that something else is. And so that makes them feel even more stuck. And so if you go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com, it's linked in my bio on Instagram. It's linked in the description below if you're listening to a replay. You can learn all about FYFC. We're actually currently, enrollment is currently open for the next cohort. So if you go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com, you can learn all about how the program, first of all, but really it's walking you through getting clarity about who you are. So that reflection that I mentioned at the beginning, we clarify your values, your interests, your skills, and then we create your fulfilling career manifesto and your ideal career profile so that we understand what it is you're looking for in a career and then transition into the research part of things where we spend a whole month researching your potential fulfilling career options. I wanted to just share that because I know I've mentioned FYFC a couple of times. I wanted to share that with you all before I mentioned the third mistake. So check out findyourfulfillingcareer.com. So the number three mistake that I see people make when trying to get career clarity is overthinking and not taking action. Overthinking and not taking action. Y'all, I'm like, the women I work with love to think and sometimes will think themselves into staying stuck. I like the pattern is there at this point. I can say this definitively. In fact, I published, I put a graphic on my Instagram a few days ago and I'll link it in this description for this episode. The career dissatisfaction timeline. And in the career dissatisfaction timeline, this is kind of the pattern that I've seen for most women after working with a few women in my program is, you know, the first 2 to 3 years, you might be excited about the role, you know, you got a promotion or something, like maybe you got a promotion or a raise. And so that made you ignore some red flags in the role, like it made you not pay attention. But by year five, the job starts feeling off and you're no longer excited or engaged. But then you start thinking to yourself, maybe I'm making it up. Maybe I'm overthinking. Maybe it's not that bad. So I'll see women start gaslighting their own selves. Maybe it's not that bad. Maybe I can stick it out. Maybe it'll get better, right? Maybe it's just the economy. Maybe it's just the leadership, right? All these maybes, 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 and will push you through year five. You're still thinking, oh, maybe it's you know, maybe it's me. By year six, at this point, you're sticking it out and trying to talk yourself out of the dissatisfaction. Again, that gaslighting is really heightening where you're looking around you and saying, you know what, maybe I'm the problem. Everybody else here seems to be happy. Everybody else seems to be thriving. So it must be me. And then by year eight, the unhappiness has really intensified. And at this point, the thing that is keeping you there is fear and your responsibilities. But at this point, by year eight, you're like, I have bills to pay. I have to keep the lights on, right? I need the benefits. And you're so afraid that you can't do anything else. You don't have the skills to do anything else that it keeps you there. And so there's this pattern of overthinking at different steps of the process that keeps you from actually understanding what you want out of your career. And it's important to recognize that thinking doesn't bring clarity. A lot of times women will sit and they'll think about their options and journal their options and journal and journal and think and think. And I'm like, thinking does not bring clarity. Thinking starts the journey to clarity, but the only thing that actually guaranteed brings clarity is action. You need to take action to get enough data to understand if the action you took was the right one or not. And then based on the data you have collected after taking action, you can make yet another decision. But part of that overthinking cycle that I see women experience is one, first of all, it's the fear of taking action. You're overthinking, what if it goes wrong? What if I hate the job? What if I get paid less? So that keeps you stuck and unhappy. Now, if maybe in the past you did take action a couple of times and it didn't turn out well, now you're unhappy again. And the overthinking I might see happen is, well, I got myself into this situation. The decisions I made got me here. So what if I just am not good at making career decisions? Let me just stay. Maybe I don't know how to do this. You start overthinking your ability to make decisions. And I'm like, wait, you are conflating the quality of the action you took with the outcome of that you experienced. Just because you take action doesn't mean that everything will turn out hunky-dory, rainbows and sunshines, beautiful. No. When we take action, we can't always control the outcome we experience on the other side. And that's why I said earlier, taking action will give you data. That data could be, actually, let me back up, because data does not have, is not moral. Data cannot be positive or negative. Data is just information. And so if you want to get career clarity, if you want to really understand what you want out of your career, you have to take action, get data that will inform you, am I making the right action? Should I stay on this path? Or do I need to course correct? That's all data is. It tells you what you need to do next. And so you're sitting, you're thinking about your options. You're thinking about how things might turn out. You're asking yourself, what if? You're thinking, what if I don't like it? But until you actually do something, you won't know the answer to any of the questions you're asking yourself. What if I hate the job? You won't know until you do the job. What if I get paid less? You won't know until you try to apply. What if I'm not good at the job? You won't know until you try. You will not get answers just by thinking, not when it comes to trying to get career clarity. You have to take action, ask for a new project, apply for a new role, work with a coach to help you understand who you are and help you outline the action that you need to take. Otherwise, you will get into this overthinking cycle that will cause you to sabotage your own self, that will cause you to stay in a job way past the expiration date, that will cause you to gaslight yourself and talk yourself out of your own feelings of dissatisfaction. And so overthinking will not get you to clarity. Thinking is a part of the process because thinking helps you understand what action to take. But until you take action, not only won't you get career clarity, you also will not stop feeling the fear. A lot of times the things that drive us into overthinking is fear. Fear of how it'll turn out. Fear of if we can really handle the outcomes. But it's like fear doesn't go away from thinking. Because all fear is your brain telling you this might be dangerous. And your brain's only point of reference for what is dangerous is what you've already done. So if you're doing something new, your brain doesn't know if it's going to be safe. That's why you feel fear. And so until you actually try the thing, you will continue to feel fear. And so you're waiting to stop feeling fear to take action. Meanwhile, you need to take action to stop feeling fear. And so it's important that you break yourself out of that cycle of overthinking, because you will not get clarity about what it is you want for your career and how to achieve it until you actually make some decisions and take action. So those are the top three mistakes that I see most people make when trying to get career clarity. Not taking time to reflect, focusing too much on external factors and history, and overthinking and not taking action. So I hope that was helpful for you. If you heard yourself in any of what I shared, one, certainly start thinking about how you can break out of those cycles if you're making these mistakes. Two, remember what I just shared, thinking does not breed clarity. It's a part of the process. And so if you're thinking, okay, what action should I take? A very simple one, so I intentionally did not say the word easy because it's not easy, but a simple first action to take is to check out Find a Fulfilling Career and see if it's the right fit for you. Because FYFC addresses everything I mentioned today. In FYFC, you'll engage in intentional, effective reflection without wasting time. You'll reflect on the actual things about yourself you need to know and understand to figure out what you want from your career and how to achieve it. Speaking of how to achieve it, the third thing we do in FYFC is create your career transition plan. So remember, career clarity is understanding what you want and how to achieve it. So we build out a plan for how you will get from where you are to where you want to go in FYFC. And so those are the top three things. And I see Nisi said in the chat, thank you. So you're most welcome. As usual, if you have any questions, I am always happy to respond. You can reach out to me in my DMs on Instagram. If you're listening to the podcast, you can just hit me up, podcast@hercareerdoctor.com. If this was helpful for you, Please feel free to share the replay of the podcast, the YouTube video. And again, I'll just say, check out FYFC at findyourfulfillingcareer.com. We are currently enrolling for the current cohort, which is actually going to be the last cohort for the season. So if you are just really feeling stuck, unhappy, frustrated at work, and that lack of clarity about what else you can do, like not knowing where your skills are transferable, not knowing what else you would be good at, is making you stay in that unfulfilling job way past the expiration date. Find a Fulfilling Career was built to help you do just that. Help you get clarity about what is available to you, clarity about the top three career options you will find most fulfilling, and build out your career transition plan so you're not just out here flailing, out here just trying to get information piecemeal, and all that does is make you feel overwhelmed and frustrated by all that information. So check out FYFC, findyourfulfillingcareer.com. And thanks for those of you who were here live. It was a pleasure hanging with you all. And if you're listening or watching the replay, thank you for watching. I appreciate it. Have a good day, y'all.